What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up, banks in Ghana wrote off 4.33 billion cedis as bad debt in 2023, a 79% reduction over that of 2022. Also, interest rates fall for the 10th consecutive week as demand for treasury bills continue to remain high despite the upside risks. Plus, World Bank expected to disburse $300 million budgetary support in coming days after Parliament approved the loan agreement last week. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwab. Thanks for being with us at this Monday morning. Hello to our friends listening on KTU Radio in Koforidua. Banks in Ghana wrote off 4.33 billion cedis as bad debt in 2023. This is a 79.2% reduction over that of 2022. Here's more in this report.
The bad debt was classified as loan losses, depreciation, and others. In December 2023, the total bad debt was estimated at 20.8 billion cedis. According to the Bank of Ghana, banks reported lower impairment on financial assets in 2023. Total provisions and impairments contracted by 79.2% in December 2023 after increasing sharply in December 2022 on account of the huge impairment on restructured bonds. Meanwhile, asset quality risks were elevated in December 2023, reflecting the lingering impact of the 2022 macroeconomic challenges on the banking sector. Notwithstanding the moderation in growth in the stock on non-performing loans, the industry's NPL ratio increased to 20.7% in December 2023 from 16.6% in December 2022. Similarly, the NPL ratio adjusted for the fully provisioned loan loss category increased from 6.6% to 8.4% during the same comparative period. The NPL stock increased by 37.4% to 15.8 billion cedis in December 2023.
Now, interest rates fell for the 10th consecutive week as demand for Treasury bills continued to remain high despite the upside risks. According to auction results by the Bank of Ghana, the government secured 4.83 billion cedis of the bids tendered.
As predicted by many analysts, interest rates plummeted to reflect the lower inflation. The yield on the 91-day bill fell by 25 basis points to 26.74%. That of the 182-day also eased to 29.24% from 29.49% the previous week. Similarly, the 364-day bill went down by 16 basis points to 29.84%. Meanwhile, the government accepted all the bids tendered to a tune of 4.83 billion cedis. This is about 12% oversubscription. For the 91-day bill, about 2.72 billion cedis were tendered, representing 56.3% of the total bids. The uptick was also 2.72 billion cedis for all the 182-day bill. All the 919.40 million cedis of the bids were accepted. The same applies to the 364-day bill, in which 118 billion cedis were accepted.
Now, as the Bank of Ghana prepares to meet and decide its next step on the policy rate, economist Kharij Butti has advised the Monetary Policy Committee to be measured in its decision to help control inflation. He points out that any attempt to aggressively cut the policy rate could affect inflation and cause prices to go up. Mr. Butti advised the committee to examine and check all factors, including money supply, to help control prices.
The Bank of Ghana, contrary to the calls from a lot of people that the rate cut should be quite aggressive, is the reason the Bank of Ghana needs to be a bit more cautious going forward. Because truth is, if you ease the policy stand quite aggressively, you would see inflation undulating again. And that is not a predictable trend, and the predictable trend we all want as market players. So it has to be cautious to firmly have a grip on inflation, and then the rates cuts can follow. Really, so the system has to be managed and managed properly.
Kharij Butti is an economist and research lead at GCB Capital. The World Bank is expected to disburse $300 million to support the 2024 budget in the coming days. This is what Joy Business has picked up from persons working on the facility in Washington, D.C., USA. George Afi has more.
Joy Business is learning that the World Bank is on standby to release the funds to Ghana. This was after Parliament finally approved the loan agreement between the World Bank and the government of Ghana. However, there are certain things the government has to do in the coming days if you really want the funds to be disbursed this week. First is an official document that has to be sent to the Bank of Ghana to show that indeed Parliament has approved the loan agreement. Also, an official account that the funds will be transferred, which Joy Business understands will be at the Bank of Ghana. Sources say if these things are done within the next 2 days, then the funds can be disbursed this week. The facility is expected to be paid by the government of Ghana within 25 years. However, the first 5 years will be the grace period. Interest on this loan is pegged at 1.25%. But for some analysts, the immediate impact of this facility that will be disbursed will be on the local currency, as it will go a long way to help the Bank of Ghana in dealing with the recent pressure on the Ghana city. Again, part of this loan facility will be advanced towards some projects, so be assured that work on some stalled infrastructure initiatives could commence soon.
George, I feel with that report. Now, the Ministry of Finance has indicated it is engaging more stakeholders to support small and medium enterprises to bridge the growing gap in financing. A Deputy Minister of Finance, Abnor Sasari, says the challenges affecting startup businesses would be addressed. She tells Joy Business the ministry is committed to empowering SMEs to grow.
The Finance Minister is going to work with all the various stakeholders, because there are various stakeholders along the chain. And so one has to do with financing and how we can support them with some level of financing so that they can also, in effect, grant some soft loans to these vendors. And again, training is key. How can we support them to also train these vendors to make sure that their business process is robust?
Abinor Sasare is Deputy Minister of Finance. Now, the Ghana Stock Exchange is in the preliminary stage of developing a gender bond to attract women-led businesses to consider raising funds from the capital market. The move is part of many initiatives by the managers of the exchange to get more businesses headed by women to list on the stock market. Deputy Managing Director Frank Bele disclosed this to Joy Business at the GSE Ring the Bell for Gender Equality event aimed at celebrating International Women's Day.
They are trying to encourage them and bring them up so that their businesses will reach a particular level to be able to list on the stock exchange. There are a good number of other initiatives that we are looking at doing. We want to introduce the gender bond possibly, and we will look at it and see how that can encourage other women to develop onto the stock exchange.
Is it likely to come this year?
No, it's at a very nascent stage. It's basically an idea that we have. So we are yet to look at it and then see how we can put together the relevant rules to cover that.
That was Deputy Managing Director of the Ghana Stock Exchange, Frank Bell, is speaking there to Ebenezer Sabote. We'll still stay with the stock market because the share prices of MTN Ghana, Unilever Ghana and DCB are expected to rise on the Ghana Stock Exchange this week. Let's now take a look at how your investments will fare. Here's Grace Munayan of Data Bank Research.
Last week's trading concluded with gains in three stocks, that's Ecobank Ghana, MTN Ghana and New Gold. Consequently, the market indices closed the week higher, with the Ghana Stock Exchange Composite Index climbing 1.95% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 6.76%, while the Data Bank Stock Index advanced by 1.47% weekly to a year-to-date gain of 6.07%. Weekly turnover totaled 1.6 million Ghana cedis from the exchange of 1.1 million shares across 23 counters. MTN Ghana drove market activity, accounting for 87% of the weekly turnover and 82% of the total volumes traded. This week, based on the demand and supply dynamics on the market, we tip the prices of MTN Ghana, Unilever Ghana and GCB to rise. For Joy Business Reports, Grace Munanyun of Data Bank Research.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.